Hi again, listeners, and welcome to our latest podcast. It's the latest in a series of podcasts that we're actually doing with PMMI. And this quarter, we are speaking with Bill Gill, Assistant Vice President for Environmental Affairs at Smithfield Foods, and a member of the Sustainability Solutions Group for PMMI's Alliance for Innovation and Operational Excellence, also known as the acronym AIOE, an acronym that sometimes I have a little trouble spitting out, but it worked that time. Bill, thanks so much for joining us today to talk about sustainability metrics and the use of data to kind of communicate your sustainability message to consumers and stakeholders. Thanks for joining me today, Bill.
Very good. I appreciate the opportunity to participate.
All right, so let's waste no time and just kind of get into it. I know sustainability has been a buzzword and a very real, it's not a fad, it's a trend and all that. And I know there's a lot of meat and poultry processors out there who are doing wonderful things in terms of sustainability. So it's not as though the idea is a foreign idea or anything along those lines. But, you know, maybe communicating some of the data, some of the metrics on the initiatives can be a little bit challenging, I guess, to folks who are meat processors specific and whatnot. So let's just talk from the overall perspective first and foremost. Talk about the importance of the metrics that processors can use to really communicate that message out to the consumers and stakeholders. If there are processors out there who are not doing it, why should they? And what is there a measurable, tangible benefit to doing so other than just kind of telling a feel-good story, I guess?
All right. Well, yeah, I think everybody's heard the expression, what you don't measure, you can't manage. Mm-hmm. And of course, that's very true. I think I've also heard what you don't manage, you can't change. And so the measurement, the management, the change has to be based on factual information, on data that you collect. So it's very important to collect metrics and to have the data in front of you so that it can be properly managed and you can then implement and drive the change that you or your company needs to see happen. So, you know, without data, you're going to be kind of lost. Of course, companies need to think about what change they want to drive, what they want to facilitate or implement through their process. And so you need to think about metrics that work with the change that's part of your company as it moves forward. You have to blend in with what's happening at your company, obviously. You know, so you need to select metrics that are supportive of your company's overall strategy and your company's overall processes. Obviously, if you're in an area, say, where water is in plentiful supply and relatively cheap, you want to keep track of water because you want to know your trends, but that may not be where you want to focus a lot of your efforts. In particular, if you're in an area, yeah, our water is cheap, but boy, they're killing us on natural gas. So you want to look at natural gas and get more focused on that as a metric and try to use that to facilitate change and adjustment improvement within your company.
So the metrics are variable then based on plant location, plant situation. Even within the same company, you might have one plant focused on one type of metric versus another plant in a different area focused on, like you said, water or natural gas, for example. So it varies even from plant to plant in terms of the sustainability message you want to communicate to your, you know, focus on within that plant and then communicate out to the rest of the world, right?
Right. I think that's very important because if you try to force a change or improvement that doesn't really make sense in terms of value to the company, that's very critical. With your metrics, you're going to have to demonstrate how improvement, you know, reducing or increasing whatever's appropriate, how that's going to generate value for your company. And once again, if you're in an area where certain resources are relatively inexpensive and in plentiful supply, there's going to be just less overall impetus on trying to do something with that Whereas if there's something that's costly or maybe being overused, then there's an area where you can focus and generate value improvement for your company. Obviously, to be sustainable, your changes, your improvements have to generate value for your company. If you're doing things that don't make a lot of sense to your overall business strategy, then you're likely to struggle indefinitely, because the management of your company, the people who are not focused on sustainability, are not going to see the value or importance of what you're trying to do. So I think it's been very critical at Smithfield Foods. Every goal we set, every metric we collect, I try to have an answer ready for somebody who says, why are we doing this? Mm-hmm. Sometimes my answers are better than others, I'll have to admit, and there are reasons at times. But at the same time, very critical that what you focus on is what your company is focused on. You can't just splinter off on your own. You just won't be successful. Customers can be a big driver for the kind of metrics that you collect. Many of us have been asked by our customers to participate in the Carbon Disclosure Project. Mm-hmm. And so if you've been asked by your customers to participate in something like that, obviously you're going to need to collect the data to support that kind of submission or participation. So those can be factors to consider as well, your customers, your suppliers, and your own operations.
So are you seeing, and the answer may be that it's an equal balance, but are you seeing more push, I guess, into sustainability from your customers, the retail and food service operators, or from the consumers themselves? Or, you know, maybe in the instance of Smithfield, you know, with its history of being a publicly traded company, the stakeholders in terms of the market, do you see it as an equal balance, or is there more push coming from one, direction or another in terms of being sustainable and being able to prove it in terms of the data you collect?
But I think, of course, we deal directly with customers, not the end consumers of our product. So food service, grocery store chains, you know, restaurant chains, those are our customers. Of course, I have to think they're interpreting what their customers, the end consumers, are thinking and concerned about. But I think that since we deal directly with customers, that customers have become the real big driver for this. The meat industry, I think, has typically been for many, many years kind of focused on reducing cost and being very efficient and, you know, being a low-cost supplier. So that still remains in place and is critical to companies. But once again, I think at Smithfield anyway, we look at our customers as an important source of, you know, what's important for us. And so we try to work with them to generate the kind of information that they can pass on to their consumers, to help them work on reducing costs from throughout the supply chain, and of course metrics, the actual numbers behind that, are how we facilitate that kind of interaction.
Okay. So in terms of collection and use of the data, is this type of data, these types of metrics, any different, or, you know, whether it be the collection or the use, like I said, from just your, I guess, standard KPIs that are out there for the processing side, or are they pretty similar? It's just kind of an extension into another angle of the operation.
Well, a little bit of both, of course, obviously, but I think it is very important. If your company is thinking in terms of KPIs and they've already got data collection and systems and information in place, obviously you want to build on that. If you kind of try to reinvent the wheel, you're likely to run into some resistance, and you need to obviously bear in mind if your company is focused on certain metrics, certain information, then that's likely that's important to the company and the management and the operations to be successful. So I think the first thing that I did was several years ago when we really sort of started into metrics was what are we already collecting? What information is already out there that maybe is just not being utilized toward a sustainability kind of end or advantage? because if we're already collecting the data, I don't want to ask people to collect it differently or separately if I've already got it in a form that potentially I can use. I would note, I think that we've had a lot of success at Smithfield with actually, we take most of our metrics, like things like water, energy, waste, those are real common, to collect and to use and of interest to customers and consumers. But, we've developed, a program where we look at really efficiency. So we take the water use and divide it by, 100 weight of product produced. That's, once again, that's a real common metric within our industry, mm-hmm. is 100 weight. And so everybody's used to 100 weight and they're already used to seeing, you know, fixed cost per 100 weight or variable cost per 100 weight or labor cost per 100 weight. So when I say, water use or water cost per 100 weight, it kind of rings with those people as a metric, as a way that they're familiar to look at things. It also, of course, speaks to efficiency rather than absolute. So as production levels change up and down or even operations shift somewhat, if I'm looking at how much water does it take me to produce 100 pounds of hot dogs, that's a metric that I can use typically at multiple plants with different operations anywhere I'm making hot dogs, and the operational people, the management people, are open to that kind of metric rather than something new that I kind of create. So I think that's an important aspect of your metrics. Work with what you've got and work with what people are used to. Another very important point, I think, is of course, pretty much everybody in your company probably understands dollars. So the value of what you're doing needs to be imparted to people. I've produced, I guess, metrics that include a column on dollars down the drain, or dollars lost, mm-hmm. to flaring, or, you know, a variety of things that help people understand the potential of either a reduction or an improvement in their program, and so they can put that in line with other things that they have in mind to create efficiencies in terms of, say, labor or some kind of overhead or other cost that I'm not directly involved in.
Now, that makes absolute sense. You've got to make it easily digestible, not only for your end consumers or the customers or the stakeholders out there, but even for the employees in your plants. So that and at corporate too. But so that makes complete and total sense. So Bill, I appreciate you joining me today. I want to keep this short and sweet and not go forever here. But I know that you know Smithfield Foods has been very very visible with its sustainability initiatives and successes, and I wanted to check in. Is there a website that our listeners can check out that Smithfield Foods has for its sustainability reports and things like that?
Yes, we do actually have a specific and separate website, so anybody who wants to certainly take a deeper dive into how we do things at Smithfield anyway, I would reference them to our sustainability site. It's www.smithfieldcommitments.com, and if they go there, they'll open up a whole world, a plethora of metrics information they can kind of consume and digest and give some thought to.
It's definitely for the stat heads out there, I guess, right?
Right. It, some of it's pretty readable, but there's a lot of charts, a lot of graphs. We found that actually is a very excellent way to transmit information is through you know, different sorts of charts and graphs. They're pretty readable. They show the trend, and you know, at a glance, you can see what's happening. So, lots of charts and graphs. Yeah. So, if you're into those kind of things, we got plenty for you.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Bill, and listeners. You can also check out PMMI.org and PACExpoInternational.com. PAC Expo is coming up in Chicago, November 2nd through the 5th. I know summer just got here. It's June, but don't wait too long to make your plans. It's always a great show, and you'll be able to learn more about sustainability initiatives and things that the AIOE is doing at the show and at PMMI.org. So again, Bill, thank you so much, and I'm sure we'll be talking in the future about sustainability and all the great things Smithfield is doing in that role and in the meat industry in general. So thanks a lot, Bill.
All right, very much. Thank you.